Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to chapel this morning. We gather together in this place all together this morning. We gather together here, though we come from many different fields of study and from many different extracurricular activities. We gather together here, some of us coming from across the world, while others of us coming from right here in Harrisonburg. We gather together here, some of us first years. Do we have any first years? Yeah, there they are. Some of us returning students. Yeah. Some of us are transfer students. Any transfer students? Yeah. Some of us are commuter students. Yeah, no commuter students? A few. Some of us graduate students. Any grad students here? Nope. All right. Some of us maybe faculty and staff. Yeah, all right. So we come from many different places, many different backgrounds, but here we gather together in this place, all welcome at a seat around God's table. So today in chapel and continuing throughout the semester, Campus Ministries invites you to join us in exploring the question, what does it mean to be grounded? But first we would like to introduce who we are as the Campus Ministries team. So if I can have the pastoral assistants come up and we'll introduce ourselves. The pastoral assistants are serving the EMU campus community in a variety of roles. Most of the PAs support and mentor ministry assistants. We meet regularly in ministry accountability groups with the MAs. In addition, PAs plan and lead chapel services, celebration, and facilitate gatherings that nurture spiritual life on campus by encouraging reflection, conversations, and dialogue, along with planning events related to our theme for the year. So keep your eyes and your ears open for what the PAs are bringing to campus this year. So my name is Christina Hershey. I'm a PA this year.
My name is Brittany Williams. I'm a junior this year.
My name is Janaea Sachs. I'm a senior.
My name is Hannah Daly, and I'm also a senior.
My name is Perry Blosser, and I'm a junior.
My name is Alexa Weeks, and I'm a junior.
My name is Hannah Schultz, and I'm a junior.
So we are the pastoral assistant team this year. And we also have the ministry assistants. The ministry assistants are students who are called and equipped to serve as ministry presence on their residence hall floors. They practice and reflect on peer ministries through taking a practicum course in small group ministries, ministry accountability groups, and retreats. The ministry of MAs includes leading weekly times of Bible study, sharing, prayer, service, and peer support, as well as relationship building. So, our MAs in North Lawn, we have Clarissa, Shelby, Emily, and Janet. In Elmwood, we have Madeline, Justice, Becca, and Chris. In Maplewood, we have Ethan, Lydia, Alex, Cameron, and Andrew. And in Cedarwood, in the back, we have Taylor, Austin, and Kieran. And in the front, Elizabeth, Esther, and Marina. And so, if you ever are wondering who the ministry assistants or pastoral assistants are around campus, you can tell us by our shirts we're wearing, which feature our theme of grounded for the year. And so, our theme this year is grounded, and you may be wondering where our theme comes from. In the spring semester, the PAs talked together with the campus pastors about our campus experience, about how our campus experience in spiritual life. And we discern together where God is moving on our campus. We look at what questions are being asked, what themes we notice, and what we're interested in hearing more about, and discerning the movement of the Spirit. So throughout our conversations about this last semester, we noticed that we feel really surrounded by all of these questions and issues. And sometimes we feel even like suffocated by all these questions, and we focus so much on the questions that we don't really look too much at what we're grounded in and in what we actually believe. And so that kind of, because of all of these swirling questions, we begin to wonder, what does it mean to be grounded in Jesus? And so we chose our theme scripture from Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. This says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Does God have a place for me at the table, even if I'm lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, even if I'm not a Christian? How do I love someone I disagree with?
Is the Bible true? Should I read the Bible literally? Can I believe in the Bible and in science? What if I don't believe everything the church teaches?
When will Black Lives Matter? When will white people acknowledge privilege? What does acknowledging my privilege mean? When will we acknowledge the stealing and pillaging of this land from Native peoples?
Can there really be peace without war? What does Jesus have to do with peace or justice? Does God really expect us to be sustainable? How do I care for the earth?
Who is Jesus? What do I do with all the terrible things the church has done and is still doing? Can we really just be good people? Do I really need to follow Jesus?
Does God have a place for me at the table? Even
is
if
the Bible
I'm lesbian,
true?
Gay,
should I
bisexual,
read the Bible
transgender?
When will Black Lives
Can
Matter?
I'm not a Christian?
When will white people have a
religion?
What does acknowledging
everything.
My privilege mean?
Does God have a place for me at the
Bible?
Table?
Still
even
still
if
religion?
I'm okay, lesbian,
God really
gay, bisexual, transgender?
How do I care for it?
Even if I'm not a Christian?
For this reason, I bow my knees before God.
When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to God, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth.
I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him.
Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is.
May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
Glory to him in the church, and in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
This Sunday, September 11th, will be 15 years since the attacks on the World Trade Center. For many of you who are here, you might have been beginning elementary school. And while you might not remember it, this event helped to shape American life and culture. This event left many asking, where is God? As author Diana Butler Bass says in her book, Grounded, where is God is a question that we've heard far too often in recent years. From the rubble of the World Trade Center, from the inundated villages of the tsunami-ravaged Thailand and Indonesia, from New Orleans as the levees broke, sweeping away all that was familiar, out to sea, from African hamlets where the dead mount from Ebola, from the hidden, abused, and lost victims of human trafficking and slavery, from killing fields in a number of nations where war seems endless, from native peoples watching their homelands sink into the earth or ocean due to melting tundra or rising seas, from Trayvon Martin to the Orlando nightclub shootings, where is God? This question has echoed from every corner of the planet. And in circumstances so dire that we may wonder if indeed we've been abandoned by God and left to fend for ourselves. Where is God? Has God left us? No. Instead of a God who's distant, who's out there on his heavenly throne, watching all of these things happen, playing chess with us, acting either as a divine puppet master or stern judge, God is none of these things. But God is here with us, in this. No longer is God removed from our everyday, but we understand that God is with the victims of war, terrorism, and natural disaster. God is with those who run with valor toward the burning buildings or navigate the flooding streets, with those who mourn, who doubt, and even despair. God is with us and through all of these events. God is far more personal and accessible than ever before, and yet, while God is near, compelled to bring heaven to earth, to occupy human hearts, we often don't act like it. We function as though God is just another app that we can turn on or off. We think we're in control until tragedy strikes and we want to place blame somewhere else on someone else. And then we ask, God, where are you? Why did you do this to me? But the truth is, God's been here all along and continues to be here with us. We occupy our hearts, our minds, our time with lots of things, some of them not healthy. Addictions to self, substances, work, pornography. We long to be known. We long for deeper relationships, more meaningful relationships, to be loved. And besides the unhealthy things that we do to occupy ourselves, we also allow really good and worthy causes to distract us from who God is and how God wants us to work in this world. Working for justice, peace building, equality, and sustainability, all of these are good and wholesome things, things we do on this campus. But even these good things can become a distraction, pointing us and others to focus more narrowly on issues at hand instead of seeing why we so deeply care about each of these things. Because Jesus did. The other night I was in tears as I thought about the state of our world. It's past time for Christians to take a stand, to start to speak the name of Jesus and to live lives that are transformed, changed by being in relationship with him. We have to be passionate, energized, and living lives that are different. We need to claim that we don't live just for ourselves, but that our lives have purpose and meaning because of who we're in relationship with, and because of who we're in relationship with, because of who God is, a relationship that we best know and understand through the life of Jesus. In a world that's longing to know God, to experience God, in a world that's asking, where are you, God? We're inviting each of you, and especially those who claim to be Christian, to be grounded in Christ. So all we do, all we are, all we stand for is rooted in our relationship with Jesus. We are rooted in a God who longs for justice and peace and equality. We are rooted in a God who asks us to stand with the poor, the marginalized, and the underprivileged. We are rooted in a God who asks us to stand with those who have been abused and who confronts those who misuse their power. As we continue to open up the Bible, We have a greater understanding of who Jesus was and what kind of life Jesus is inviting us to today. Where is God? Right here, with us. Let's live like it, rooted and grounded in the one who gives us meaning and purpose, the one who gives us life.
So while living into this theme along with our PAs and MAs over the most recent weeks, I've been reflecting a good bit on what it means to be grounded. Just reflect with me for a little bit on this word grounded. Grounded. Now beyond what Lana opened for us, what comes to mind for you with the word grounded? Do you want to be grounded? It's a question my siblings and I sometimes heard in our younger teen years. Or straight up, that's it, you're grounded. Now this form of being grounded is punitive. A logical consequence to seemingly inappropriate behavior, maybe poor decisions. Or what about the dynamic of flights being grounded? Attention please, all flights in and out of Timbuktu are grounded until further notice. Grounded, stranded, disabled, encumbered, beyond normal functioning. So what other forms of grounded come to mind for you? The kind of grounded inspired by the Ephesians 3 passage indicates a foundational groundedness, to be grounded in something, having a solid foundation. To be grounded this way reminds me of the huge network of roots beneath the trees, like the one you saw on the screen earlier, the anchor of the taproot, and also the role of the lateral roots reaching out for water and minerals, sometimes in competition with other root systems, but usually in harmony. The strength of the tree is only as sure as the location and health of the root system. To be grounded means to be solid, committed, dedicated, sure. Yet the kinds of questions, challenges, and opportunities named in the litany that the PAs presented have a tendency to shake foundations for some of us. Some think we cannot be both grounded and open. Others wonder if the foundation is sure amid the practice of seeking and wrestling with God and with faith and with religion, with the church. Maybe those who think this way, maybe, are confusing ground with cement. Dynamics of ground and groundedness have solid and firm characteristics, but they are not rigid. Perhaps the image of being rooted or rootedness is a better metaphor for some gathered here this morning. Imagine being rooted in Christ, or maybe tethered to Jesus. Jesus as the center, the focal point, the solid rock. Now I realize that for some among us, being grounded might feel limiting, like you're grounded, or presented as being stuck, as in flights grounded until further notice. And this is understandable in a culture of relative freedom and individualism. But let me suggest that the Ephesians 3 form of being grounded is about embracing a deep connection with a movement of God's love. And there is freedom of expression of this love empowered by being firmly rooted in love through Christ. Whatever the image, being grounded, rooted, tethered, or anchored, the intention is clear, I believe. Being grounded in Christ means being deeply rooted in the nurturing soil of God's love, God's transforming love through Christ. And this is the invitation for all of us today and every day, Christian or not Christian. It's the invitation for all of us. In a few minutes, after engaging a musical message of God's love being deep and high and long and wide, Some of you recognize the song, perhaps? You'll have an opportunity to plant one of these pansies out on the bank just outside of the auditorium in beds prepared by Will Harrison and his team. Will is our supervisor of grounds, and he's been a partner in this ritual of prayer. He and others will assist with the planting of the flower, which, by the way, has a very good chance of being firmly established by winter. And here in this part of Virginia, can survive and often do survive the winter so that they thrive by early spring. A really nice word picture or image, metaphor, for what it means to be grounded in Christ. And if you live on campus, for students in Park Woods or Hillside or other places, I think on campus, since we paid for the flowers to be on campus, if you want to take a flower with you and plant it in a bed near where you live, that's great. If it's a daily reminder of being rooted and grounded in Christ, in God's love. But it's then your responsibility to water it daily for at least a month. I mean that. In order for it to survive and then thrive. So as the musicians and the dancers come, I invite, as they lift us in prayer, you're encouraged to reflect on what it might mean for you to plant a flower this morning right at the end of chapel as a symbol of being rooted and grounded in Christ.
Stand and join us if you're able, and we're gonna just sing the same song again.
Wider than the gap. deep. Your love is high. Your love is all. Your love is wide. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is all. Your love is wide. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from your love? Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Nothing can separate us from your love. Your love is deep. Your love is high. Your love is high.
Please be seated just for a minute. We don't want to take for granted that you all know who we are, and we didn't have a slide earlier, so I'm Brian Martin Burkholder, University Campus Pastor.
And I'm Lana Miller, Undergraduate Campus Pastor.
And together with the PAs and MAs, we form the Campus Ministry team, and we're pretty excited about the team that we have this year. At this time, we invite you to prayerfully consider the flowers are going to go by the MAs and PAs who were assigned to do that. Take those out to the lawn area. We invite you to prayerfully consider making this commitment or recommitment to be grounded and rooted in Christ, in God's transforming love through Christ. And as you leave today, you'll find the flowers out in the area, the lawn area and the bank, just beyond. Go in peace, in the love of Christ.